Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Joe Donahue. We're talking this morning about all the cool things happening at the Berkshire International Film Festival, which begins tomorrow night. Now, on Saturday afternoon at 12:30 at the Mehewe Theater, there will be a special screening of the film Year by the Sea, followed by a conversation with the director. The author, Joan Anderson, the movie is based on her best-selling memoir, and the star of the film, Karen Allen. Karen Allen is a great friend to the program, and it is a delight to welcome her back to the Roundtable. How are you?
Good.
Very nice to have you on the program. I assume you look forward to this festival.
Every year. I just love it. Going back to the very beginning, Kelly, who started the festival and is our sort of fearless leader, you know, she's just a very good pal, and it's been a pleasure to be part of supporting the festival, and I'm on the board, and so I've, you know, been involved in, you know, how it's developed as well over the years, which has been a wonderful experience.
I'm assuming you attend a lot of other festivals. What do you think is unique about this particular one?
Well, I think the fact that it's very much focused on the films themselves and not such a commercial thing going on, swirling on all around it, where people are bringing their films into a marketplace hoping that, you know, they're going to get, you know, some sort of, you know, deal for distribution. You know, a lot of the festivals, I go to Sundance with some of the other BIFF board members and Kelly every year, and I've been to Toronto several times with films and Tribeca many times. And, you know, there really are a lot of those festivals are very much marketplaces in a sense for films. You know, the BIFF is really, it's just a film lovers festival in a sense. It's for people who love film, and Kelly's a wonderful curator of films in a sense. She picks just a wonderful group of equal number of documentaries and narrative feature films, and then wonderful group of shorts. And so there's a lot of variety, and it's for, you know, you just go off on a journey. I mean, if you can take those few days away from your busy lives, and, you know, if people can come and really see 8 or 10 or 12 films in the course of the 3 or 4 days, it really is quite an extraordinary experience. And there are often films that you may not have another opportunity to see on a big screen, because many of them are smaller independent films that, you know, get a lot of attention on the festival circuit but may not be that easy to ever get a chance to see, you know, in a theater.
As I mentioned in the introduction, there will be a special screening on Saturday afternoon at 12:30 of Year by the Sea. Tell us a little bit about this film and how you came to it.
I got a call, and my agent in New York said, you know, there's this film script that has come our way, and you're being asked to meet with the director, and I really, really think you might like this, which is a sort of a rare thing for them to say, because, you know, there's just not, you know, they over the years have gotten to know, you know, the kind of things that really fascinate me. And so I instantly pulled it up and read it. And I was not familiar with Joan Anderson, which is actually kind of strange, because she and I, you know, there's a lot of crossover in our lives. I'm a big fan of the Omega Institute, and she is often there, and I just somehow our lives had just never crossed paths. But I didn't know the book, and I went out and got the book right away and read the book before I had my meeting with Alexander Janko, and I fell in love with her story and with her. There's a kind of real honesty and courageousness to her writing that I just very much responded to. And, you know, I was very, very hopeful that this role would come my way, that I would get the opportunity to do it. And sure enough, they asked me to do it. And I'd spent very little time on the Cape in my life, even though I'm you know, somebody who loves Massachusetts. I tend to stay more to the west and less to the east. But we spent about 6 weeks up there, and It was an extraordinary place to shoot a film. It's very beautiful, and it's a story that I can really, really relate to, and I think many generations of women will find it particularly poignant. You know, we find that men also very much respond to the film because it's as much about a relationship at a turning point in a couple's lives, you know, when their kids are grown and they're both kind of trying to, in a sense, redefine who they are in the world. And it's as much about his story, her husband's story, played by Michael Christopher, as it is Joan Anderson's story, you know, in which she's struggling really to reconnect to her. She had been a writer and had put it all on the back burner to raise a family and you know, be the sort of main support. And she, you know, finds herself in her late 50s. Her kids are grown, and the world suddenly looks very foreign to her, in a sense. She hasn't really been independent in the world for a long time, and so she's searching for what the next chapter of her life is going to be all about.
So as I mentioned, there will be a screening at 12:30, and then that'll be followed by a conversation. You'll be on the panel as well as Joan Anderson and the director too, I believe.
And our producer as well, Laura Goodenough.
And when you do those kind of things, what do you feel that people often want to know after they've seen a film and they have access to the filmmakers?
Well, I think, you know, I've done this now a few times with this film. I think people are fascinated that this film, which is very much about a transitional time in a woman's life, they're very fascinated that Alexander Janko got as interested in it and wrote the script and directed it. So that's been a kind of very interesting topic of conversation. And, I think Joan's story really interests people. They relate to it. They're very curious about all kinds of aspects of how she made this transition and you know what came afterwards, because the film ends at a sort of a point which is a little bit of a new beginning. And we've had very, very wonderful conversations with people. I think they're it brings up a lot of internal issues inside of people about their own lives, you know, and what point of transition are they in? So it makes for some very stimulating conversation.
What is it like to play a living person who is right there next to you often?
Well, it could have been quite intimidating, except that the person that Joan Anderson is, she and I met not long after I had said that I wanted to do the film, and we sat down and we had, you know, like a 3-hour lunch and just talked and talked and talked. And I think she felt, and I very much felt, you know, in the course of our conversation that I wasn't, you know, nor did she want me to, nor did Alexander Janko want me to necessarily be Joan, you know, like do a imitation of her, but to really kind of enter into the, you know, the real heart of the piece and the real spirit of the piece and of what she was writing about. And so I think I was quite nervous before I met her, but then once I spent some time with her and once I felt that she was basically saying, I mean, one thing that was interesting is I was actually playing her 20 years ago. So the woman I was meeting now 20 years later was quite a different woman than she is now, because she really has, you know, progressed into this very, very celebrated writer and has traveled now all over the world. And so there was not that much necessarily to be gleaned from meeting her in the present tense in terms of who she was 20 years ago. But I felt very much that I could find who that was kind of through the book that she wrote. And, and, And so in the end, you know, she was with us often on the set, but I never, ever felt that she was there to, you know, intimidate or pass judgment or to try to control what we were doing in any way at all. She really very much was willing and able to just let go of the story and trust Alexander Janko and us to create her, this piece of her life.
Well, the Berkshire International Film Festival gets underway on Thursday, the 2nd of June, and on Saturday, the 4th of June, at 12:30 at the Mahaley Theater in Great Barrington, there will be a screening of Year by the Sea, followed by a conversation with the director, author Joan Anderson, and Karen Allen, who has been our guest this morning. You can find out more information by going to BIFMA.org, B-I-F-F-M-A, BIFMA.org. Karen Allen, it's always a great pleasure to have you on the program. Have a beautiful event on Saturday, and thank you so much for sharing with us this morning.
My pleasure, Joe. Nice to talk to you, too.
And to you. Thank you very much. Again, the name of the film is Year by the Sea, being screened Saturday afternoon at 12:30 at the Mahaley Theater in Great Barrington. BIFFMA.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.